we invite you to contemplate each of these pieces that make up this area. First, we have the painting on a Spanish school panel, giving lodging to the pilgrim, from the Museum of Pilgrimages and Santiago in Santiago de Compostela. It contains several scenes. In the main and largest one, a group of four pilgrims is received by a bearded man wearing a turban. In the others, a pilgrim is received inside a home. A couple of pilgrims with a newborn is welcomed by a couple and a church where two other pilgrims are also received. We continue with a polychrome stone relief from Burgos Cathedral, executed by an anonymous master in the mid-14th century, representing the healing of the blind man. The theme reflects the story of the miraculous healing of a man born blind, detailed by the evangelist St. John, summarized by the presence of the two central figures of the story, which would be accompanied by other lost images, completing the scene arranged within a tympanum with a semicircular finish. Jesus saw a man who was blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Jesus, who sinned for this man to be born blind, him or his parents?" He replied, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said this, he spat on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." So the man went and washed, and came home seeing. Pause also before the magnificent round sculpture, Saint Martin dividing his cloak with the poor, from the Diocesan and Cathedral Museum of Valladolid, created by the renowned imaginer Gregorio Fernandez. The large number of temples dedicated in various European countries to Saint Martin of Tours, especially in France, and the numerous artistic testimonies his worship has generated, are eloquent proofs of one of the most popular devotions in the Western Church since the Middle Ages. One of the most well-known episodes of his life recounts that, on returning to the city on a harsh winter day in 337, he saw a ragged and crippled poor man asking for help. The saint stopped his horse, cut half of his cloak with his sword, and gave it to the beggar, making this moment a symbol of Christian charity. This work is fully representative of the early style of Gregorio Fernandez, characterized by elegance in attitudes, evident in details such as the saint's kind face or the way he holds the cloak, and a notable ability to capture the textures of fabric or leather boots in wood. We exhibit four panels that unravel the second imprisonment and subsequent liberation of Saint Peter, narrated in the Acts of the Apostles, known as Saint Peter ad Vincula. This was precisely the original dedication of the chapel in the Cathedral of Avila, where these paintings are located. They are works in oil on panel by Juan de Pinilla, an active master between 1476 and 1510. The multiplication of loaves and fishes is part of a series of six neo-testamentary themed canvases from the former convent of San Francisco de Sahagún, currently displayed in the museum of the monastery of the Benedictine Mothers in the same town. It was painted by Francisco Antolínez y Sarabia around 1687 and captures a theme previously worked on by Bartolomé Esteban Murillo, in whose school Antolínez was trained. Another oil on canvas, in this case from the Museum of León, shows Rebecca giving drink to Eliezer. The work from the first half of the 17th century came from the workshop of Pedro de Orente. Abraham entrusted his servant Eliezer to find a non-Canaanite wife for his son Isaac. During his journey, Eliezer stopped his entourage at a well and prayed to God that the young woman who offered him and his camels a drink would be the chosen one. It would be Rebecca. We see precisely the moment when the servant quenches his thirst while the rest of the convoy waits their turn. Rebecca's gesture of hospitality has marked her prominence. Finally, admire the group of the Holy Burial, preserved in the church of Santa Maria de Becerril de Campos, currently part of the territorial museum Campos de Renacimiento. It is the work of Alejo de Bahía, an imaginer from the late 15th and early 16th centuries, in collaboration with his prolific workshop. It depicts the moment when Jesus' body is placed in the tomb on a shroud by Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea in the presence of the Virgin Mary, St. John, Mary Magdalene, and a holy woman. The episode is not found in the Gospel accounts, but was formed in the late Middle Ages, aimed at motivating popular piety influenced by the Franciscans, custodians of the Holy Sepulchre, the Brotherhoods, and liturgical theatre. The character's clothing belongs to the late 15th and early 16th centuries, a resource used at the time to bring the protagonists of sacred themes closer to the faithful and make them participants. Contrary to what is usual in this type of work, Nicodemus is located at the head and Joseph of Arimathea at the feet.